You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your 2 week spoilers running from Monday, April 26th, all the way through Friday, May 3rd. There's a lot going on. The second week of spoilers covers the first full entire week of May sweeps. I don't know if I explained it here. I know I explained it on one of my CBS videos because somebody asked me, what is sweeps? Why is it so important? So there's sweeps four times a year, and all the shows put on their best stuff to get the highest ratings as rated by the Nielsens. And those ratings determine the rate that advertisers pay to get ads on time slots on the soaps. So the more money that the soaps get, then the more likely it is they'll stay on the air. So sweeps is so important. And that's why even Peacock, you know, has to worry about this, because on their ad-based program, they do still have paying advertisers. I pay extra to get the commercial-free because I watch so many soaps for my podcast. So let's dig right in. If you have not, please reach down, click subscribe. Jumping into Monday, April 22nd, Harris Michaels stands guard outside the bistro while Ava uses the keys she refused to give EJ to get inside and search for the little black book that Gil left behind. It's all the drug contacts he had when he was running the operation for Clyde Weston, who remains on the loose. Kate is very frustrated that Lucas is still not a free man, and she vents to Roman Brady about it. Kayla and Abe are both very upset about Paulina breaking out of her radioactive quarantine to go save Chanel, but it's a good thing she did it or Chanel might not be alive. Speaking of Chanel, Johnny feels really bad about their honeymoon, the snowstorm, the Julie, the her getting lost, all of that. So I wonder if he is going to surprise her with a trip to Italy. We'll see. Tuesday, April 23rd, Tate and Holly sneak away for another stolen moment that their parents will be mad about. Nicole has a really nice chat with Brady Black, talking about how it is very nice they're friends now. But I imagine that EJ's non-apology about what he did to Tate is still going to be a sore spot that they may have to talk about. EJ, meanwhile, makes it clear to his sister Kristen that he is going to be taking the CEO seat at Demera, and there's not a gosh darn thing she can do about it. That's what he thinks, but I think he's wrong. Eric confronts Sloan because he has done more digging and just sees that they are leaking cash for no reason. She's going to be defensive. She's going to make excuses. She's going to try and cover. And Teresa gives Alex a massage that turns steamy. I feel like this might happen at the office based on a scene from the recent promo. Wednesday, April 24th, we've got Stephanie telling Jada that Everett signed the divorce papers, signed them. Robert Stein did it right in front of her. And then Everett walks up on them, only it doesn't seem like Everett. It seems like it might be Bobby, because he gives her that kind of friends, Joey Tribbiani, how you doing thing when he's talking to Jada. And then he looks at Stephanie like she's gum on his shoe. And he's just like, hey, like he doesn't even know her. So I feel like that's a little bit of Bobby peeking through. Ava and Harris head back to the bistro because they didn't find Clyde's black book and they have to try again. And Rafe gives Stefan a very harsh warning. I'm sure it's something like, I'm watching you. If you step one inch out of line, you'll be back in jail. I don't care if your big brother is the DA, yada, yada, yada. Trip wants to take Wendy away for a trip. Trip wants to take her for a trip. That just struck me. That's funny. All right. Stefan and Kristen discuss theories about who might have really killed Lee Shin. And I wonder if Kristen might figure out that nobody killed him. Thursday, April 25th. This is the day sweeps officially kicks off. And Maggie tells Sarah and Xander that she is going to marry Constantine. And I believe Alex may be there for the conversation as well, based on a little snippet of a photo I saw. Teresa talks to Brady Black and tells him she feels like a failure. I don't know if that's about their son, Tate, or if it's about Bella Magazine, or if it's about everything. Hopefully she won't relapse. Constantine makes a move to try and break up John and Steve and their bromance. I wonder if he's going to use the pawn card that he just shook out of Thomas DeMera. And Kristen tries to seduce Alex into spending the night with her. She gets his shirt off, gets him in her bed, straddles him. They're making out. I just am not entirely sure that he's going to do the deed with her, but he is a himbo, so he just might. And if you don't know that word, it's the male version of a bimbo, a himbo. Friday, April 26th, Eric keeps digging into the missing money from Sloan's salary. It's so funny that he is just raking her over the coals when he's not bringing in even lunch money. And he follows the money trail and he finds Sloan with Leo at the Salem Inn and finds out that she's footing the bill. I'm very interested to see the excuse that they offer. And Nicole goes to see Chad about a reporter gig at the Spectator. And Paulina chews out EJ for his very sketchy behavior with Stefan's criminal case and how badly it was bungled. Also, how badly he bungled the Tate stuff. Johnny and Chanel are out apartment hunting on Friday. And that takes us into the first full week of sweeps, April 29th through May 3rd. Creepy Clyde Weston is due back on our screens soon. He wants his notebook of drug contacts that Gil left. And remember, Gil died trying to assault Ava in her apartment, but she is struggling to find the notebook because she wants Clyde out of their lives once and for all. But if she can't find it, I'm quite confident that Clyde is going to come out of hiding to find it for himself, or if she does find it for the handoff. I am expecting to see more of Officer Goldman before all is said and done in sweeps as well. Terrible things begin to add up for Eric. He knows that Sloan's footing the bills for Leo. It doesn't make sense to him. Leo and Sloan are both scared of prison, so they're going to have to scramble. I mean, they can't really say like, oh, we're having an affair, because he is, you know, flamboyantly gay and she's married to Eric. So I just don't know exactly what story they're going to tell. I don't know. Maybe that she's just loaning him money. I have no idea. I mean, Eric Brady is pretty, and he's also pretty dumb. That's what I think. So I do expect that they may be able to tell him a lie that buys them some more time. But the baby give back should happen at some point in sweeps, but I'm expecting later in sweeps towards the end of May. A shocking story rattles a Salem Spectator reporter. And I wonder if that's Nicole digging in and finds some DeMera dirt if she takes this new job. And a murderous bombshell is about to blow open, says a very vague spoiler. I suspect it could be the Lee Shen thing, because we do know Gabby's out of prison and back to Stefan in June. So May sweeps is very likely when they start to unravel the Lee Shen murder mystery. I personally think there's not a murder, but there is a mystery. I think Rolf killed him so that he could turn around and resurrect him. I think Rolf and Lee had a deal. If you don't remember, Rolf and Lee had a long-running relationship because Lee was funding his research because Rolf was keeping Stefan on ice so that Gabby wouldn't know when Lee was getting with Gabby. So yeah, I absolutely think Rolf would stab, kill him, and resurrect him. And I really suspect Lee left town on the submarine with Rolf. We will find out. Kristen, I think, is going to sniff all this out. She knows Rolf better than any other DeMera that's around at this time. Big casting news. We have a friend of Tate's and a friend of Holly's that have been cast. Aaron is Tate's friend. He's going to be played by Louis Tomeo. I hope I'm saying that right. And Holly's friend Sophia is being played by Madeline Keats. And again, hope I'm saying that last name right. And we will have the new teens on scene during May sweeps. Those are all of our 2 week spoilers. Thank you so much for listening. Drop your comments on what you're excited to see. Subscribe if you haven't. And be sure to come back soon, because we are right here talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week on your number one YouTube soap opera spoilers channel. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.